Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Accelerating your fandom, this is Flash TV Talk.
Welcome to Flash TV Talk, the fan podcast dedicated to news, reviews, and more for the hit CW show, The Flash. I'm Bo.
And I'm Bell.
Bell, man, how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing okay. All things considered, I'm floating around in Central City, as you can see by my illustrious background. It's very poorly green screened in because I don't have a green screen. And yeah, you know, I've been working from home wearing the same pajama pants for like 2 weeks. So there's that.
Yeah, no, that's about right. Because of course, you know, you mentioned the green screen. We are live right now at facebook.com/flashTV talk. That's right. Live again on Facebook, even though we got burned in the past, you know, we keep on coming back. It's an abusive relationship, but I feel like we all have abusive relationship with Facebook, to be honest. Regardless, we are here for now and excited to have a few guests that we'll be bringing onto the show as we zoom them in here. So by the way, if things sound a little bit differently, if you're listening to the podcast and the audio quality is a bit different from what you're accustomed to, it's because we're recording on Zoom to make sure that we get everybody as they're coming in. Who knows who all we'll have coming in? I'm excited because this is not just an episode of Flash TV Talk. No, ladies and gentlemen, we thought we needed to do it upright. Welcome to Grandma Esther's Bourbon Bunker Quarantine Call-In.
Hey-o.
Because we're terrified and the world is in crisis and there's not much we can do about that. But what we can do is try to have a little bit of fun as we are all doing our part, washing our hands, staying, those that are able to stay inside. And for everybody else, hopefully you're able to keep a good 6 feet away from everybody. We're still, you know, my wife works in healthcare. We're still several weeks away from life even beginning to step in the direction of returning to something that we used to know. But as it so happens, it has had an impact on all of our lives on a global level. In many respects, Bell, we began this year getting excited for a crisis, for a fictional crisis, and now here we find ourselves in a real global crisis. And there are heroes out there that are doing their best to fight this villainous disease, and we want to give them a shout out. We also want to let you know right now that as we are doing this live, those that are able to tune in, feel free to put your questions or comments or things that you want us to discuss throughout this episode. But before we actually do bring in some of the folks that are waiting in the wings here, I want to go ahead and address the impact of the crisis, specifically of the coronavirus, on the release schedule of The Flash. Obviously, we don't have the release schedule that we had before. And this is information is still subject to change because we've gotten a new date a couple of different times. But it looks as of this point that The Flash will be returning on April 12th. That seems to be the case. I certainly hope that's the case.
Hey, that's 2 days after my birthday. What a birthday present.
Hey, that'll be great, man. And so so we're very anxiously awaiting, of course, that new episode. But overall, the episodes that have been recorded are up until the last like two or three episodes of the season. So as I understand it, I believe it was Variety that reported this. We can kind of expect going up to episode 20 to hit us May 12th. And that will be kind of the last of the new episodes of the season until we don't know when we'll get the last bit. Now, by the way, I just said April 12th. I'm sorry, I misread that. So May 12th is when we'll get the last episode that has been recorded, that has actually been produced or actively being produced. But April 14th, that is when we will actually be coming back with a new episode of The Flash.
Okay, I thought that sounded weird. I was like, I didn't think it was that early.
Yeah, I'm misread that. So that's on me. But yeah, April 14th. Again, that's still subject to change. But as of right now, that is when The Flash is returning. And of course, we will be here to talk about it as new episodes come out and live tweeting it along with you. Wait, where does that put it in relation to your birthday, Bell?
My birthday is the 10th, so...
Okay, so it's further away from your birthday. Sorry, man. I feel like I offered you a birthday present, and I kind of had to take it back a little bit.
Yeah. And I want to say this before we get started with everything. These captions that I'm reading here as they go by. They're misspelling my name. It's not spelled B-E-L-L-E. It's spelled right. B-E-A-L-L. Get that right, Facebook. This is ridiculous.
Okay. So Bell, of course, referencing the fact that Facebook apparently now offers closed captions. So for those of you who are looking for a more visual way to enjoy the podcast, check us out on Facebook. I guess, maybe, in the future. We'll see how it goes tonight. Also, another impact of this schedule, overall scheduling has impacted, I mean, every single show that's out there. But Variety is also reporting that during the weeks that The Flash, I believe this is Variety. I could, again, my notes are so bad that I'm having a hard time reading them right now, which isn't great. But hey, it's a Grandma Esther's, so you get what you pay for. So Variety, Stargirl, episodes of the new series Stargirl will actually be taking the place of The Flash on the weeks that we don't have episodes of The Flash. So
interesting.
Yeah, so excited for that show. And there's certainly some crossover implications there, especially with some of the characters that have been mentioned and referenced that will be appearing on that show. But before we get into some of that, man, let's go ahead and bring in the doctor himself. I believe this is Dr. Allen. We are adding him on now to the live call.
Hey, that worked.
Yeah, look at that. Everything is there.
What do you know? That is a nice little smoking corner.
Yeah, he's got his little pipe going. Dr. Allen, AKA Dr. Allen, I should say. How are you doing today? I feel like I haven't seen you in hours.
Like I just had this meeting with a bunch of other people with a guy who looked just like you.
I know, isn't it crazy? Yeah, we were on a Zoom call earlier today. That's the thing, man. Zoom, for us Flash fans, we know Zoom as a villain, but Zoom has really been the hero lately.
Connected. Well, I don't know. If you look at some of their software practices, you could say it's very villainous. No, just throw that out there.
Let's not talk too ill of it while we're using it to broadcast. But yes, of course. No, Zoom has been great. Zoom is wonderful here at the Flash TV Talk. We're all about the Zoom. Dr. Allen, I was just actually about to mention to Bell that with Stargirl coming and being released kind of in the place of the Flash episodes, we have gotten word from the reports and the promotional material, we know that Stargirl, of course, taking place on a separate Earth, is going to have a generational feel to it, something akin to Young Justice, where you have kind of these newer heroes that are going to be stepping up, finding themselves as they take up these new mantles and really establish their own heroes. Now, of course, you can't do that without having heroes to be in the shadow thereof. And so we know that the Justice Society will be playing some kind of factor into Stargirl, whether they'll be just referenced or if we'll actually see the characters on screen. That we don't have full confirmation of yet. But two of the characters from the JSA that have been discussed publicly are Alan Scott, the Green Lantern, as well as Jay Garrick. Now, here's my question, because I've searched and I have not seen any confirmation one way or the other on this. It does seem that a lot of folks are anticipating there will be a new casting of Jay Garrick. But here's my question to you guys. Do y'all think that that's even necessary? Or is John Wesley Shipp the clear choice to play Jay Garrick on Stargirl? What you think, Doc?
It'd be nice to see John Wesley Shipp in another Flash-type role again. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm not a big guy in the comic books, Jay Garrick in the comic books was the original Flash in the Golden Age?
That's correct, yeah. And so, I mean, you know, obviously with his portrayal of Jay Garrick, I mean, I've you know, it's no secret I've not been a huge fan of the way that the pre-crisis take of Jay Garrick on this show has gone. And so with a post-crisis take, it sounds like there's a way to kind of reassess things, reformulate things, have a Jay Garrick of Earth 2 that is actually a heroic Jay Garrick from the jump and is not associated with Hunter Zalem in any form or fashion, I think could be a really, really big missed opportunity if they don't take something like this and use that as a connection point with our Flash. But again, my question is, who's going to play Jay Garrick, and is it going to be more off-putting if it's not John Wesley Shipp? You know, back in the day, it used to be the other way around. But now, I'm really starting to think that it would really kind of be confusing to folks if it's somebody other than John Wesley Shipp. What do you think, Mel?
It's going to be the same guy that they got to play Hunter Zolomon.
No, it's not. I don't even kid about that, man. Come on, no. No.
I don't know. It depends, right? Because it's set in the past, correct?
No, it's set on a different Earth.
Different Earth.
Yeah, but okay, it is. Yeah. But so it's generational. I mean, based on the descriptions, this would be an older Jay Garrick,
Okay, so it is going to be an older Jay Garrick.
A senior hero, an experienced hero. Obviously, John Wesley Shipp is in his prime, okay? I'm not trying to imply anything there. I just mean in terms of age breakdown, it would make sense to me that that he would still facilitate that role. I don't think they're looking for like elderly or anything of that nature.
I think that would be great to have John Wesley Shipp, you know, put some gray in his hair, you know, make him the older Jay Garrick that we see in a lot of the Flash family stuff and some of the more recent Flash comics, you know, age him up even if you need to. Like, I think that could be kind of neat. I feel like he would be great for the role. He'd be perfect for it. If he's supposed to be this kind of like, you know, mentor kind of character or something like that, I feel like, yeah, he'd be perfect for it. You know, if you're going for an older Jay Garrick, absolutely, why not? If you're going for, you know, the Jay Garrick that we had on the Flash, absolutely, why not? So it seems like a no-brainer. And plus with the Earth 90s Flash, you know, kicking the bucket in Crisis, and you know, that kind of, you know, that frees up an opportunity there. Another thing though, the only question that I have about it is, what does this mean for Jay Garrick on the Flash?
So that's been the big question overall. We've heard discussions or there's been pseudo confirmation that there is supposed to be a Jay Garrick on Earth One. But I'm wondering if there may have been kind of some lost in translation, and that the confirmation is that there is a Jay Garrick as part of the new universe. But since they haven't really rolled out how the new multiverse kind of all fits together, they've been kind of keeping things close to the chest. One person I'm hoping can clear us up. We got Steven coming in. There he is, the Berg himself. How's it going, Steven?
Hello.
Hey,
I'm here. I'm well.
Hey, welcome to the show, Steven. Yeah, we're just now talking about you know, Jay Garrick being a character on Stargirl.
Stargirl, yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, you know, would it be off-putting if anybody other than John Wesley Shipp portrayed Jay Garrick at this point in this multiverse?
I don't know. I think it would be a thing where us Flash fans would go after that, but it would be a nice thing to maybe just go in a different direction with a whole different Earth and just make it different. Yeah. As a geek, sure. I'd love it, but it really doesn't. I'd like to see something just different. Maybe go towards a more, like, even older, someone who's been around the corner, like has been around since the Justice JSA, you know, was alive, and because of his Speed Force is aging at a slower rate, and so is even older than John Wesley Shipp.
All right, so one thing that did kind of stick out to me, because I feel a little torn on this, because on the one hand, like I said, to me it almost seems like it would be off-putting to have a new actor come in and portray the character. That said, the fact that we got that epic send-off to the Earth 90 Flash, and not just to the Earth 90 Flash, but also to John Wesley Shipp, I almost wonder if it's also a disservice to bring him back after that to take away some of the weight of that sacrifice. You know, what do you think about that, Doc?
I think you're right. It would do him a disservice because he nailed that performance throughout every part of the Crisis that he was in. He was just bang, bang, bang. And I've said it before on other and to other people and on other things that the 90s Flash was my Flash growing up. So as a fan of that show, seeing him get the closure on that was perfect. So I think you might be right, Bo, that coming back as Jay Garrick again now might just do him a disservice because he did a great job.
So here's the question. Who would make some good stunt casting here? There's not a whole lot of Flash history up until the modern era that you can really pull from actors that have portrayed the character. So is there an older Dawson's Creek actor that we can? What do y'all think? Any ideas jump out at you?
I got one. Hold on to your pants. Flash.
Oh no! No! No!
Come
no.
on! We got Batfleck.
No! Well,
Matt Flash. Damon.
Yeah, I would go Matt Damon. Yeah.
Matt Damon, he'd need to slim down. I don't know if he's currently in Flash condition. He's got to get that Jason Bourne physique back if he wants to be Flash. But all right, so speaking of casting, and since you make the Batfleck reference, we got to talk about kind of what has been the news and the hubbub and the scuttlebutt, everything that folks have been talking about with the Flash franchise. What was it? Yesterday, I believe, I looked down on Twitter. I see, Ezra Miller is trending. Maybe this is going to be news about that new Flash movie. It was not news about the new Flash movie, or in a way, it kind of was news about the new Flash movie.
Bad news.
So there is still some questions as to the specifics of this situation. But for at this point, when we're recording here on Wednesday evening, a video was posted of Ezra Miller, who is being approached by a fan. She was mock fighting him, not in a kind of aggressive way, but more like, hey, it's the Flash, you know, that kind of thing. And he lost it and said, oh, you want to fight? And he grabs her and chokes her and pulls her down to the ground in not a playful way. So, you know, that's the situation. Them's are the facts at this point. There are folks that want to give Ezra the benefit of the doubt, saying we don't really know the full context of this. I think when you have that video, you've pretty much got the full context of this. You know, I'm sure there are other details going on. I hope the lady is okay. I couldn't quite find too much information about what happened to her after the fact. That being said, it is safe to say, guys, I think this is a fair assumption that Ezra Miller will not be appearing as the Flash in the future. Is there any debate there before I continue? I mean, are we all on the same page, or
based on what you're saying? Yeah, I would say not. I wasn't aware of that till right now, so I'll have to look it up myself, take a look. But based on what you're saying, I'd have to agree that there will be no Ezra Miller going forward.
Yeah, Stephen, did you see the footage or anything?
I didn't watch the footage. I just read the description of it, and that seems like enough, and especially in today's age.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the cancel culture is just going to take over there.
Well, and it's one of those things too. I mean, you do want it's a bad situation all the way around. And you know, I really had a hard time with Ezra early on. Belle, you and I discussed this on the show. I wanted to get behind him. I saw that there was a lot of support for him. You know, in a similar way to seeing Grant the first time, I was like, I don't look at this guy and think Barry Allen. But then Grant came in and he made it his own. Ezra came in, did a very good Bart Allen. And you know, I was getting comfortable with it. And the big moment of the Crisis crossover event was Ezra Miller. I mean, I would argue that the biggest moment of the Crisis event from a non-narrative perspective was Ezra popping up on the show. And that was it. I was all in for Ezra until 24 hours ago. So if we're all in agreement that the Flash franchise is likely going to look very different going forward, let me ask you this. Speaking of fan casting, who would you like to see come back to take on the role as the Flash, to replace Ezra as either this or potentially a different Flash? Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Robert Patterson.
What do you think?
Flashinson? Like, I'm trying to think of the portmanteau there, because we have Battinson, you know, that works, but Flashinson, I don't know. That's a stipulation for me. Whoever it is, it has to be something that you can, like, portmanteau their name into something. So, like, you know, Batfleck, Battinson. It's just harder with the Flash, I think. So that really narrows down the choices that we have available to us. Mm-hmm. Not that Ezra Miller worked at all, but you know, these are new criteria that I've just made up right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a very odd, oddly specific criteria you're coming up with.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, like, you know, do you want to see a younger Flash? Do you want to see an older Flash? I mean, do we want a complete reboot of the DC universe and have this be?
Yes, I've been wanting Shazam to be a soft reboot of the DC universe since I saw Shazam. That's how much I love that movie. I really think that would be a very good stepping off point for a comic book franchise that really reflects comics. Like, you know, say what you will about the Snyderverse. I know a lot of people love it. Some people hate it. It wasn't my cup of tea. I don't think you can make Superman a dark and brooding character. Works great for Batman, just ask Christopher Nolan, but it doesn't work as well for me for Superman. And I liked Ezra Miller's Flash. You know, I watched the video and read up on it, and the guy was clearly drunk, and he made, you know, really, really bad error on his part, and that being drunk's no excuse for that. And so, you know,
I don't know that there's too much of an excuse for assault. There might be some, you know.
No, it's not. You know, and so, you know, who knows what's going to happen there? I honestly feel like there's going to be some kind of apology coming out of Ezra, because clearly, you want to keep your job.
I think at this point, man, it just ain't happening.
Yeah. And if that is the case, I kind of would like to see, I don't know how to make it. I mean, do we just moving forward? Because we even had Ezra on The Flash, like one of the biggest surprises in TV history. And so, like, how do you just erase that? Speed Force magic? I don't know, but
I mean, it's a multiverse. I think, I mean, we can get this. There's a lot of different ways to cut it, man. I mean, you know, if you wanted to, all right, let me throw some names out at you. I want to see if this gets right. All right, you ready? Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's the Speed Force.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So no, we're not feeling Owen Wilson. Ryan Gosling. All right. That's a legit casting option. Ryan Gosling. What do you think as the Flash?
No. Ryan Reynolds.
No, you can't put him in everything, man. No. Ryan, plus they're going to bring him back for now. Ryan Reynolds coming for a Crisis on Infinite Earths would have been amazing. That would have certainly outdone Ezra there.
But moving forward with the idea that this is going to be a new universe, and that Ezra Miller's Flash is in the DCEU, and that we have a like a new Flash with a rebooted DCEU, you know, of course, you know, Tom Holland, you can't put him in there. I think he could be good at the role. Jeez. Timothy Chalamet. Holland?
Wait, Timothy, who now?
Timothy Chalamet.
I don't
know. From Call Me by Your Name.
I still don't know who that is.
Come on. He's like the new hotness, maybe?
No, I'm maybe. Oh, you know what? Okay, so here we go.
How would we know?
Yeah. Bell up to date with all the teen heartthrobs. Timothy, yeah. I'm so he does have a Ezra Miller-esque, like, if you were to do a one-for-one,
yeah,
this would not feel nearly as jarring as, say, some of the switcheroos that the MCU has pulled. So, I mean, like, this would, just from a straight-up look, I could see that.
What about Armie Hammer? His was also in Call Me By Your Name.
What is Call Me By Your Name? I have not seen this movie.
It was an Oscar-nominated film. I haven't seen it either, but I at least know about it. Jeez.
All right, fair enough. So you want to go for more of a straight-up Ezra. What about Dr. Allen? What do you think? Would you rather see a Ezra-esque character coming in and just really kind of recasting what we have, or would you like to see a completely different take?
Well, I think if they're going to do a recasting, we got to get somebody in there with the Ezra Miller type look. Like, just so, like you said before, so it's not as jarring. But if we're going to go something completely different, why don't we try for, like, instead of having the Flash as Barry Allen, pull the whole Wally West thing that was for the 90s and till around, I don't know, what, 2000, 2010, somewhere in there in the comics. I'm not sure. But I was thinking maybe while we were discussing this, that maybe somebody Tom Holland like could do a good Wally West Flash for the DCEU.
So, Steven, I wanted to kind of give you again another opportunity. So if you could kind of choose, would you rather have a Ezra-esque kind of just a recasting of the character we have, or would you rather see a complete, you know, new take on the character, reboot it to some extent?
Yeah, I like the doctor's idea about going towards a Wally West or even a Bart Allen, because then you can still keep Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, you can still keep Momoa as Aquaman, Zach Levi as Shazam, and you can just make him a different character in that same universe. You still have the Cavill's mustache problem, but you can go from there.
Cavill's mustache not being in Crisis, I still think is the biggest missed opportunity in the history of television. All right. Well, good deal. Well, Steven, man, thanks so much for
thank you for having me.
Hopping on, bro.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to y'all soon. All right. So here's what I want to kind of pitch to you guys and get your thoughts on. I think there's an opportunity here. I think that there is an opportunity here that Crisis afforded us, and that the DCEU desperately needs. What if we got a Flashpoint movie-esque movie with Grant Gustin's Flash that, as a result, reboots the DC cinematic universe with a new Flash that's not necessarily him? Could be him. I mean, if it's a good fit, but potentially sets things up to basically reboot the universe.
I don't think the CW is going to allow that to happen.
Why? It's all Warner.
it is all Warner, but the Flash makes a lot of money. And so when you take Grant Gustin out of the Flash, unless the shooting schedules could line up in such a way where he films this Flash movie in the off season and then comes back and does Flash.
I mean, yeah. But,
I mean, like that's he's a dude. Like, you know, you like to take vacation or whatever.
that's a terrible, terrible excuse. I mean, consider the fact that Chris Pratt became Star-Lord in between seasons of Parks and Recreation. You know what I mean? Like television and television stars can become movie stars while they're actively still television stars. Now, I will tell you this. There is something to be said about maybe them not wanting to price him out of what they can afford. At the same time, if it gives extra validity to the television show, it would probably be great for ratings. So I do feel like there's a balance here. The other thing too is I feel like we're at a stage in collective consciousness where the concept of a multiverse and timeline reboots is not outside of, like, you know, the zeitgeist. Like, we could easily have a movie in which something happens, it'll probably have to be different, but something happens where Flash goes back or the universe has to be reset and we get him interacting with a Thomas Wayne. We get like a little bit more true to form type of storyline that would have been maybe a little bit more where things were with Ezra Miller's Flashpoint story. We don't know the full context of where that was going, but I'm just saying we know that he technically kind of exists in the DCEU. At least he did for a moment.
Yeah.
Shared in the Speed Force. I don't know. That's what do you think, Doc?
Yeah.
I actually like the idea. And I know, like, from other franchises that I follow that you can do that with television. Michael J. Fox, for example, with the Back to the Futures. He shot Back to the Future, the original, while still filming Family Ties. So he's going to be exhausted, but it is doable.
Well, I don't think it's not doable. I think it's a thing about, like, you know, schedules and whatnot.
Yeah.
And like Bo mentioned, pricing, like, you know, all of a sudden you have a major, you know, movie deal from Warner Brothers, like, that gives him all the right to ask for more money for Flash. So it's were he going to go do a Marvel movie? Maybe or another movie period, just not necessarily a comic book movie or whatever. I could see that being a lot more feasible, but I don't know.
I think it would be a great opportunity, and it would shoot some much needed energy into the DCEU franchise.
I agree. I don't get me wrong. I agree with everything that y'all are saying. I think he'd be awesome. I think he'd be great. I think he'd be wonderful. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, I realize that. I don't necessarily think it's going to happen either, but I do think that there's an opportunity. That's all I'm trying to point out is that there's an opportunity here to get Grant involved, to do a Flash film, to give them a movie budget. You know what I mean? Like, get a movie budget, get like a costume that's like a movie costume. You know what I mean? Like, let's do it upright. And the other thing too is it's not completely unheard of. The Batman 66, they made that television show into a feature length film that released in theaters. Like, DC has done this before in the past.
Yeah, it was called the Shoemaker Batman films.
No, I'm not talking about that. And how dare you? No, I'm talking about Batman the
compliment.
Is it to whom?
The Shoemaker Batman films.
It's a compliment to Shoemaker. I'll give you that.
When you watch those films in the context, we talked about this.
Yes, you're right.
The lens of Batman 66, they're magnificent.
Fair point. But I'm saying that there is a precedent for them to actually do something of this nature if they wanted to. And then also, I do think that right now, they could use a little good news. They're in an era of DC, the DC Cinematic Universe, or the DCEU, or whatever they want to call it, which it's trying to refind itself. It never really found itself the first time. And so now we've got movies like Shazam and Aquaman, which I did not hate. I liked Aquaman. I thought it was fun. You got Birds of Prey, which has gotten some good reception and some kind of excitement generated for it. You've got Joker, which is not really part of the DCEU, but multiverse-wise could be. You know what I mean? Like, there's a way to, as they're trying to find themselves and get experimental, why not experiment with this? You got a Flash that people love. You got an established franchise. You got the characters. And it would just be a way to inject goodwill into a situation that otherwise does not look good on anybody involved.
I don't know. I think they should just give Flash to David Lynch and just have him go ham on it. And, like, just make a weirdo out. I love weirdo out there movies. I've watched Color Out of Space and Mandy and Guns Akimbo recently, just, you know, quarantine movie watching with Christy. Sure. And I love weirdo movies. I just love them. And I think it'd be awesome to have a superhero weirdo out there movie.
Sure. Do that with Green Lantern. The Flash, though?
I think you could do some really cool stuff. Like,
I mean, no, you can for sure. Doc, what do you think? Where would you like to see them take the franchise? What's the tone that you would like them to strike?
Well, if we're talking DCEU, just more life, definitely. Because anything I've seen other than Shazam, which I agree with Bell, that should be a soft reboot. It's been, that one was great. And haven't been too big of a fan of the other ones. Haven't watched Aquaman yet, so can't really speak to it.
I mean, it's fine. I think it's fun. I think it is a fun movie. It's dumb, but it's a fun, dumb movie.
Yeah, it's very dumb, but it's also fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But so have you not seen Joker?
No, I haven't seen Joker.
Okay. I would recommend that one. It's a breath of fresh air in the way that Shazam was, but mm-hmm. in a different kind of way. Same thing with Harley Quinn. That was also, and Bo and I haven't done a panel to screen on these yet. So I feel kind of odd speaking about
No, them. Go for it.
but yeah, I enjoyed Harley Quinn. I feel like it was a really Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of Harley Quinn. I think emancipation is a perfect word. It kind of like emancipates itself from like a lot of the darker and grittier kind of aspects of the DCEU and sort of establishes itself as like this, you know, brighter, more vivid. There we go. That's the word. Vivint is my home security provider, not sponsored. But yeah, so those are two that I would recommend. I'd go see them, like, you know, because I'm like you. Like, I really like Shazam. I thought it was great. I thought it was the best thing that they put out yet. And these other two movies, Joker and Birds of Prey, really kind of didn't necessarily strike the same chords as Shazam, but moved in the right direction. Because it's one of those where it's like, I feel like if DC wants to go down this route of differentiating themselves from Marvel, I feel like that's cool. And I think that's a good idea. And I feel like making different movies that are all kind of cohesive in the same universe can work, and you can do that. And so, like, Joker, you know, it's not the same universe, still a comic book movie, still kind of connected, if you will.
Yeah.
But like, atmospherically, story, it's like all completely different. And like, sure. Birds of Prey, a similar kind of thing. Yeah, it's connected. They mention the Joker and stuff like that. But it feels different. And so that's why I want a weirdo art house Flash movie.
All right, look, if this is going to be the time, then sure, let's get it out of the system. Here's what I think. I think DC has struggled. I mean, they continue to struggle on the big screen. Honestly, where I think they could really have an opportunity here, if we're going to use this as a moment, because they were really setting up the Flash to be this kind of new connective tissue. I firmly believe they were going to take Ezra's Flash and really kind of use this and kind of be the central point to whatever the next era of the DCEU was. That's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen now. So why not start from scratch? Hear me out. With a JSA. So actually establish a Jay Garrick Flash, an Alan Scott Green Lantern. Let's actually go with some of the more classic heroes. Maybe get Catman up in there. Let's go with like kind of an hire and get some of like these older, you know, get like a Pierce Brosnan in here. You know what I mean? Like get some of these older actors to portray characters that are kind of like rolling out. Like they're in their not necessarily in their prime per se, but they're established heroes, right? So we kind of are able to bypass some of the origin story to some extent and kind of go lean into this idea of established heroes and established stories and be able to narratively tell the story of the world and their powers and everything else as you go along. When you think about Spider-Man, you know, I know we've had 30 gazillion origin stories of Spider-Man. We don't necessarily need an origin story to have a good movie. And I think that there's a way to do that with the JSA. And that way, if you're able to experiment there, you're able to build up younger versions of your heroes and kind of make it more of a long-term franchise investment to where a younger Flash, a younger Superman, a younger Wonder Woman, like they all make a lot more sense.
Well, it's just like Marvel did with Iron Man. Iron Man was not a top-tier comic book character.
Exactly. 100%. Came out.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you can take like Alan Scott, you know, you can take like all these just golden age characters that nobody knows anything about and completely mold them into whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to get mad when you go and you try to take Batman and make him like Deadpool or something. Like people would get mad at that. You make Superman really dark and brooding and evil, people get mad at that. But like you take some no-name D-list golden age comic book character and you slap a fresh coat of paint on him. Like who's going to care?
Yeah. I say set up Jay Garrick as their Iron Man if you want to do that. Like have him be that first hero that really kind of establishes a world and a universe. Get excited about like the power set's cool. Everybody loves super speed. And that whenever that's done in any film ever, that's everybody's favorite scene from the movie. Like not even Flash films. Like that's just something that people really get behind. So take advantage of that. It's a very simple costume to make look really cool in any scenario. I mean, running with jeans is a little difficult, so they have to kind of explain that. And the hat seems like it would fall off. But the point is, it looks very realistic. You know what I mean?
They're not jeans. They're like Teflon leggings.
Sure. They're Speed Force. Speed Force Levi's. That's what they are.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just saying, I think there's an opportunity here. All right. So this has been a lot of Jay Garrick talk this episode, because why not? Love Jay. And you know, it seems to kind of fit with where they could potentially be going with Stargirl. And honestly, I think the sky's the limit of where they could go in a post Ezra DCEU. A lot of the conversations dealing with that. Before we kind of wrap up here, Doctor, I wanted to ask you, we don't know where the season of The Flash is going to go. We literally don't know where it's going to go. My guess is they're probably going to kind of wrap up, or, you know, I almost kind of wonder if they're going to edit the episodes they have in the can in such a way that try to give us some sense of closure, or maybe tries to ramp up some cliffhanger that would have been a very small thing is now going to be left us with a big thing. We know that eventually we will see the close of the season, but we have no earthly idea when that could be. It could very well be Christmas. You know what I mean? We have no clue. That being said, where would you like to see this season go? You know, we've got Mirror Iris out there. We got Mirror Camilla. We've got Mirror Master pulling the strings. We got the Speed Force. It's dead. Or is it? We've also got a potential fake Speed Force in the works. What do you want to see, Doc?
I don't know if I particularly want to see this, but this is a direction I thought of a few weeks ago that they could go in regards to this Speed Force they want to build. It was something that struck me when I saw Barry's lightning turn partially blue when he took the Velocity 10. And I realized that according to their canon, they've set up the blue as like the artificial connection to the Speed Force and all that. Get that. So what if they did something cobalt blue like and brought in another speed that way to help, you know, round things out a little bit and maybe tie things together that couldn't be tied together otherwise, given what we have to deal with here.
That's interesting.
Bring back Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I wonder if you could almost like, they could almost retcon things that the blue lightning is Eddie like trying to like ride the false connections to like regenerate himself or something of that nature and like have him be some sort of embodied like blue lightning speedster. Think of Kingdom Come-esque Flash, but blue.
Perhaps some of Eobard's energy did something to him.
And Bell! Gave him,
yeah.
Like, dude. You know, like season one, kills himself right in front of him. There must be something there. And now with Crisis and the merger of the Earths, we don't know what's going on. So,
dude, Eddie could be back in a post-Crisis world. And he could be the new host for Eobard.
And he could be back.
Yep.
Dude, I got chills off that. That is interesting. Yeah. That is very, very interesting. So either it, all right, exciting stuff. Like the reality is that the show is a ton of fun to speculate about. We'll be back here in the next few weeks with some fun stuff to speculate about. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to give kind of Stephen to, you know, kind of share where to follow him and everything with all the technical stuff we ran into. But Doc, I know you got a couple projects. Let the folks know where they can keep up with you and find your stuff.
All right. So you can find me in a couple places on YouTube. I do, if you were watching, be able to see live for a little bit, you see me in my tobacco cellar. So I got Pipe channel on YouTube, Maple City Pipe channel. I just started out a new project. There's only 3 episodes to it. It's called The Doctor's Notes, and I'm leaning heavily into the doctor thing. So, I figured why not? So you can find that on YouTube, and it's also got a podcast version. Right now it's only available on Spotify and Anchor. I'm assuming it's going to take a little while for it to get out to the rest of them, given the situation and whatnot. But you can check those out there. On Twitter, I'm at drallen201. The Doctor's Notes is at The Doctor's Notes on Twitter as well. So you can find me in those places.
All right. Good deal. Well, Doc, thanks so much for joining us. And we appreciate you sponsoring the show. I know that, you know, right now with everything that's going on, the opportunity to connect is huge. So appreciate you jumping on. Also appreciate Stephen for jumping on as well. And, you know, for those tuning into the podcast, or those who were able to tune into at least the first half of the live show, I hope that y'all are taking the opportunity to connect with folks, be it over Zoom, over phone calls, or what have you. Because while we do need to be making sure that we're physically distant from one another, we need to make sure we're not totally isolating ourselves and that we are still kind of staying in communication and in community with one another. So take care of yourselves, take care of your family, take care of your friends. And we will be back here in the future with maybe another news update, or possibly a panel to screen, or possibly Flash TV Talk. We don't know. Nobody knows what the future holds, and that seems appropriate for a Flash podcast. You can also keep up with us throughout the week. You can follow me. I'm at The Real Bo York. You can follow Bell at Ring That Bell, or you can follow the show at Flash TV Talk.
But if 280 characters isn't enough to express your love for our show, feel free to email us at flash@podastery.com. That's podastery.com.
And for the latest news and daily discussions on all things Flash and possibly the live show, I don't know. I got to figure out what happens here. But anyway, facebook.com/flashtvtalk.
And as always, special thanks to Charlie Bogg for providing music for our show. You can check out the rest of his awesome stuff at soundcloud.com/charliebogg. I almost said charliebogg.com/soundcloud.
Yeah, this is how you know it's a Grandma Esther's, man. Grandma Esther's in April. I love it.
Lovely.
Hey, keep up with us through all that contact information. Don't worry. We'll be back in a flash.